News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, RTE has said it will pull out of the Eurovision Song Contest next year if Israel participates. Oliver Sears is the founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland. He joins us now. Oliver, your reaction to that statement from RTE?
It's a statement that doesn't surprise me. I have been deeply opposed to any form of cultural and academic boycott, not just for Israel, but for any country. It's interesting, the very first article I wrote for the Irish Times was in 2018, exactly on this subject. So it is, we're talking about calls for boycott of Israel's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's not a new thing. It strikes a deeply visceral note for me because of my background. Kind of shudder when I think about the boycott of a culture. It never achieves its aims. All cultural boycott does is raise tension and hatred against the target of the boycott. Never in history has cultural boycott or academic boycott, for that matter, achieved that aim. So
Did it not work as
a deeply flawed strategy?
Could it not be argued that it worked with South Africa during the apartheid era, that South Africa was made a pariah because of its actions, and that they love rugby, they were denied the chance for the Springboks to play in a world stage.
But that's just window dressing. What brought South Africa to heel was an economic boycott. And it's always the economic boycotts, or rather a malignant regime running out of money that causes the demise of that regime. Cultural and academic boycott, there is absolutely no evidence that works. But apart from that, I'm actually very concerned about what it says about RTE. Curiously, in their statement, they say that, among other things, that it reflects the views of its staff. Now, RTE is the state broadcaster. We're talking about taxpayers' money here. Since when does a news organization in a democracy work and instigate policy and strategy and take decisions based on the views of its staff? My understanding is that news organizations in democracies, which really, you know, they play the most vital role in their contribution to the health of a democracy. My understanding is that such decisions should be made by experts in their field, so experts in news management, journalism, etc., not on the views of their staff.
Okay, no, I understand the point you're making. There is another argument. There is another way of looking at it. And I suspect many listeners at home, I don't know this for a fact, but I suspect many listeners at home would be of this viewpoint that says what's happening in Gaza at the moment is so horrific, so unconscionable, so indefensible, that the idea of going on with a song contest and having Israel perform at that song contest like everything is normal in the world and everything is normal in Gaza, it's a bridge too far, and that they just can't go through with that and can't stomach the idea of
it. But this is where the whole media narrative, particularly by the RTE, drives, it actually is driven by RTE. I mean,
but with respect, Oliver, and I will let you answer the question, I don't want to keep cutting across you, with respect, it's not a media narrative to say what's happening in Gaza is unconscionable, that, you know, children starving and people dying.
I absolutely agree. I have been bitterly opposed to what has happened. I have been opposed to the Netanyahu regime before he even came to power. First of all, we're talking about the Eurovision Song Contest. It's the most sort of pathetic sideshow given the severity of the situation in Gaza.
Yeah. Fair enough. Can I ask you finally, I mean, is it your, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but do you think this is, are you arguing this is grandstanding? Is that your argument?
I always have. And, you know, I'm about advocacy. I'm about looking for solutions. Why is there no comment that Qatar has been supporting Hamas, has been funding schools and universities
across the West for 30 years. Oliver, and they're not in the Eurovision Song Contest.
You don't. I'm sorry, Shane. You don't hear it. You don't hear it. You don't hear the fact that 80 Orthodox rabbis in Israel have signed a letter condemning the actions of the Netanyahu government. Why don't you hear about the protests? The wide-scale protests.
I would argue there has been coverage of those protests in the Irish
media. But it's
media,
not proportionate. And if you want to...
Maybe what isn't proportionate is what's happening in Gaza. That's non-proportionate.
We know that that isn't proportionate. But that does not give an excuse for reporting that does not actually talk about the protests in Israel, the protests in the diaspora. Frankly, it feels that Ireland is a place of dread for Jews. And I'm not being paranoid or hysterical. That is the case. And we want this to stop too. There's no question of supporting this government in any way.
Oliver Sears, founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you make of Orty's decision. Right call, or do you agree with Oliver? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.